Bannerbox Radio. What happens here stays here. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode number 8 on a certain day that is April 21st. I am your co-host, Thomas Towson, with your other co-host, Daniel Knight, the great, the venerable, the co-hostiest. Hey, Dan.
What?
It was a little more of an impressive introduction this time.
I wasn't expecting that, and I thank you for it.
Well, you are quite welcome. This is, as I mentioned, episode 8 of Millions. And we could not be happier to be bringing it to you.
It's 8, so it's 8 the Great.
8 the Great. That's what they say.
That's what they say about 8s.
You know what today also is?
What is today?
Today is National Chocolate-Covered Cashews Day.
Oh my goodness.
One of the most important days in American history.
How could we, in American history X?
Mm-hmm.
How could we ever forget?
I didn't. Did you eat chocolate-covered cashews today?
No, I did not.
I did. I ate hundreds.
Now, it is National Chocolate-Covered Cashew Day in honor of all of the chocolate-covered cashews that have lost their lives.
Yes. In the 21st of April.
The Great War of
it was a horrible chocolate travesty. We're not here to bring tears to people's eyes. Okay.
Well, it's a day that we need to remember and honor.
Is it, though?
By eating...
It is.
Those little curved nuts. With
those... The buttery, delicious...
Curved nuts.
I know this is usually a part that we just sort of mention and then move on, but can I mention that cashews are the most supreme of all nuts?
You could... That claim.
That's true. They are the most supreme ruler of all nuts. They're buttery and delicious.
Nuts have a hierarchy.
Oh, trust me. If they did, cashews would most certainly be at the top.
Yeah? Well, yeah. Peanuts.
Peanuts are peasants.
Peanuts are like in everything.
Okay?
Cashews don't kill people. Peanuts will kill people.
Yeah.
But they're allergies.
Can cashews not kill people?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter, though.
No.
Regardless,
it
doesn't change the fact that today is National Chocolate-Covered Cashew Day.
Yeah. I think it would fit really well with yesterday being 420 and having a significance there with the Mary Jane.
I don't know what you're Awana. Talking about.
I believe it's pronounced Mare Joanna.
I still don't know. What is yesterday?
Well, yesterday was when all my troubles were so far away.
All right, you know what? Whatever. Why don't we do some articles? That's what we're here to do.
Okay.
Weird stories. Why don't you start us out this week?
Okay, I got one for you.
Do you? That's a surprise. It's weird that you came prepared for a thing that we do.
Yes.
That's odd. That's weird.
Yes. Well, I aim to please. All right, so animal rights protesters and circus folk recently clashed in San Bernardino, California. Nicholas Shaw McMinn. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, he is a long name. Nicholas Shaw McMinn.
Shaw McMahon.
Yes.
Vince Mayor McMahon.
McMahon. A member of the group Direct Action Everywhere claimed, quote, employees locked us on the property and wouldn't let us leave. They assaulted multiple protesters, some with weapons.
Oh!
Circus folk with weapons.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
Like heavens.
Clouds with baseball bats, or...
It's what nightmares are made of.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Or dreams. If you're like one of those people...
No, I'm pretty sure these dreams are made of these.
Sweet dreams?
Sweet dreams. Sweet dreams are made... These sweets are...
Made to please.
Dreams. Whatever.
The fight was said to reach a boiling point when protesters tried to force their way into the Ramos Brothers Circus, which featured several animals. So, Ramos Brothers is... I'm gonna assume it's a tier or two below the Barnum and Bailey's.
Mm. But right above the John Stamos brothers.
Yes. Is it?
I have no idea.
The Smothers brothers have to be up there somewhere, too.
The Smuckers brothers?
No, the Smothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I'll take your word for it.
That's an old joke.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So, hundreds of onlookers watched as the two groups tussled, with many circus workers still in their performer attire. So, this had, I haven't seen any, footage circulate, but I really want to see, protesters and clowns beating the crap out of each other. Like, I think that would be so
satisfying.
Yeah. Just beyond
amazing. In a really cruel way. I mean, people are getting beaten.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, but it's also really funny. Let's be honest to ourselves.
That's what the circus is there for, to entertain.
And to beat people. Yeah.
Yeah. Ringmaster Ramo said, quote, "All of a sudden when I turned around, one of them jumped on top of my uncle. He's over 68 years old, and they started beating on him, and I reacted. When I pulled them off, they hit me with a megaphone in the face, and all these ladies started scratching me on the face."
What?
Yeah. Huh. He was assaulted by multiple females.
Scratched his face.
Went
straight for the eyes.
Yeah, like cats. Feral cats.
Mm. They'll get you. Those old ladies. Were they old ladies?
They weren't.
They're just ladies.
He just said ladies.
Yeah. He was the one that was old.
Yeah. Well, his uncle was old. His uncle was 60.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So he was probably up there, too. He was probably in his 50s or late 40s, maybe.
Who knows?
It's a real mystery. Specify.
It's one of life's great mysteries, really.
That's the best part of the article. You know, it's just
true. Make up your own ending.
How old is the ringmaster? He then called the protesters fanatics, claiming he doesn't mind them protesting out on the street outside the circus, but that this kind of display needs to stop because these people are getting out of hand.
Out of hand.
Now, there are two sides, obviously, to this scuffle.
Mm-hmm.
One side's claiming that the protesters were locked inside the property and weren't allowed to leave, and then were beaten by or attacked.
Like they were locked in, so they
That's
could be
what
beaten.
Said. Well, he said the employees locked us on the property and wouldn't let us leave, and then assaulted them some with weapons. And then the ringmaster's like, they came at us.
Huh.
So I mean, who's telling
There's
the
two
truth
sides.
Here?
There's always two sides to every story.
Yeah, and I don't know who to believe.
Probably not the clowns with baseball bats. That's for sure.
I mean,
gross.
We're assuming that they...
Gross.
Gross?
Yeah.
They're taking a stand. They want to be taken seriously for once.
For once.
But sure. Yeah. So, circus folk fighting animal rights activists.
And the real important part of that is the only thing I took out of that article is that there is still, even to this day, plenty of reason to fear the circus, and you should never go under any circumstance ever.
I feel like it is a bit of a dying trade, and I've heard multiple times like Barnum and Bailey's and like
yeah,
other
circuses shutting down, right?
Yeah.
Or wait, no, they're just dismantling their elephant.
Yeah,
they're dismantling their elephant.
For all the, just pulling it apart.
Yeah. All right. Well, would you like me to? Would you like me to tantalize your ears?
My tantals?
Mm.
Was it?
Yes, you tantalize your tantals. Okay. A Florida police officer arrested on suspicion of purchasing cocaine reportedly told arresting officers, quote, "The crack is not for me. It's for my wife." Oh. Christopher Heredia, 25, of the Sweetwater Police Department, was arrested after Miami cops witnessed him allegedly purchasing drugs in a Walgreens parking lot, as any upstanding citizen would do.
It's a drugstore.
Exactly. It's a drugstore. When the suspect drove off, officers pulled him over, of course. During the traffic stop, Heredia told officers that he was an off-duty police officer who had been relieved. It's not a big deal. I'm a cop, too. Don't worry about
it. I'm one of you.
I'm one of you guys.
one of you guys now.
The police report noted that Heredia was stuttering and appeared nervous with trembling hands, of course, because he had just been arrested.
Yeah, that would happen.
Subsequent search revealed a baggie of crack cocaine.
Ooh.
I think that's what the hip kids are calling it these days.
Crack-co-crack.
A baggie of crack-co-crack on the driver's side floorboard, as well as three Xanax pills.
Ooh, he probably should have taken that before going. He got arrested.
Right? Calm them jitters, all right? When confronted, Heredia said the drugs were actually for his wife. Don't worry about it, guys. Not a big deal.
My cop wife.
Yeah.
She's a cop, too.
Of course.
We're all cops.
Really, if you think about it, everyone's a cop. We're all here to police the earth ourselves.
You can make citizens' arrests, so...
He was, of course, charged with purchasing cocaine, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and being a tattletale liar pants.
Why? Because it wasn't for his wife? Or are you saying because he claims he was a cop and he clearly wasn't?
He's both in my book. Until proven one way, he's both a liar. If it wasn't for his wife, he's a liar.
Yeah.
If it was for his wife, he's a tattletale. All right? And as we all know, snitches, in fact, get stitches.
Yeah. Sutures.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that for me. I appreciate your contribution.
Well, yeah, nobody likes a fibbing Francine, so.
Or a tattling Talbot.
Talbot?
Yep, one of the, it's only used in France.
Oh, well, thanks for that information.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Okay. Well, so we got a man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who was charged with aggravated assault as well as other crimes when he drove his car several miles through seven communities with a man clinging to his hood.
Wow, that's commitment.
That's some extreme carpooling.
Oh!
The two apparently had an argument that escalated, and they took it to the road. The driver, 46-year-old... That was really awkwardly pronounced.
That was weird.
46-year-old Dwayne Harvard said he was just trying to defend... Dwayne The Rock Johnson was out on his Sunday drive. Dwayne Harvard. He was trying to defend himself and called 911 while driving with the other man still hanging onto the car.
Good.
That's good.
He was probably not injured and fine.
The guy on the hood?
Yeah, he's probably fine.
He was clinging on, so...
So at least he hadn't fallen off.
Yeah. They didn't actually specify how fast he had been driving either, so maybe he was going at a steady 30. You know, maybe it wasn't that bad.
He didn't even have his foot on the gas. He just rolling forward.
The guy's, like, screaming on the hood. Stop! No! I was in neutral the whole time. He and his girlfriend claimed that the man had a knife and that Harvard was afraid that he would be shot.
With the knife.
With the knife. If he stopped driving. He was going to pull out his knife gun.
I will shoot this knife at you so hard.
Oh, God. Good gravy. So, yeah. So this guy drove through seven neighborhoods.
Wow, that's commitment.
Yeah, like.
That's real commitment. Like, just drove through them. I want it to be violent. Like, he's just busting down fences. He is just blaring through.
Like, trying to get this guy off the hood. Yeah. Like, slamming into stuff.
Action movie style. And then he pulls out his knife gun.
Pulls out. Oh, man, I love
that. That's
knife
how you
guns.
Know that it's the next Final Fantasy movie.
Gun blades.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
How about a dental disaster? A dastardly dental disaster.
Ooh.
It's too much. I'm sorry. Yeah, I apologize. An office manager was arraigned Thursday on charges she posed as a dentist when the real dentist was away and seriously injured patients after pulling their teeth, performing root canals on them, and injecting them, prosecutors say.
Injecting them?
Yeah, in the mouth. Injecting their mouths.
Turkey basting.
Yeah. That's the good stuff. Valbona is... Oh, I cannot.
Yeah, you're going to butcher this. I can already tell.
Valbona Izirage? Izirage?
Question mark?
Question mark. Strong question mark. who said she trained as a dentist in her native Albania, but isn't licensed or trained in New York, pleaded not guilty in Bronx Supreme Court.
I didn't do anything.
It's fine. I was just being a dentist.
My papers over in Albania will prove it. They'll just fax it over.
Well, one of the patients she treated, because I'm not going to pretend. We're just not even going to play the game of me trying to pronounce that last name.
Oh, you have a patient's name?
No. The lady.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to butcher that too many times. Okay. Let's just do one of the patients she treated between late 2012 and the summer of 2013 got an infection after a root canal, and another still feels pain 2 years after being treated by her.
Wow.
Prosecutors say, of course. You know, I think somebody's being a little wuss.
Yeah.
Oh, it still hurts a little bit now that this is a case. Now that we got a court charge. Ooh, I'm feeling. Ooh, my neck's a little sore.
Ooh, just my pearly whites.
Got a car accident. I feel a little sore around the old neck.
Ooh, a little whippy lash.
So, this lady, mm-hmm. Izirage,
this lady
of White Plains, performed on patients at Dr. Jeffrey Schoenhold's.
Yes. That was, I feel like you nailed that one.
It was Schoenhold.
Schoenhold?
Yeah, Schoenhold.
Crumholds?
Crumholds. Lumjolds. Ultimate Dental Care of Rivendare. It's Rivendale.
Rivendell?
Yeah. Rivendell. Yep. This is
an elven dental.
In the Bronx while he was away. So she was basically what I mentioned at the beginning. She took over while this doctor was away and pretended to be the dentist on hand.
Okay.
And when caught, she was promptly fired and then tried to steal $20,000 worth of stuff.
When she was caught.
Yep. On her way out, she tried to steal a bunch of stuff.
But she's not guilty.
No, she's fine. She didn't do it. In her homeland of Albania, she was great number one dentist.
She was just borrowing that equipment to bring back to Albania.
Exactly. She's just being a good dentist.
She probably left an IOU somewhere around there.
So she's going to go to jail because she's a crazy person. That's how that works.
That's the justice system.
The end.
Oh, goodness.
That's all I got for that one.
Okay. All right. Today is also...
I don't think it's anything other than National Chocolate Covered Cashew Day.
It's... along with all of those, you know, delicious chocolate-covered cashews that lost their lives in the Great War, we also have... Bless their souls. Praise be to chocolate-covered cashews. Google Street View has unveiled their next strange feat.
Tell me more.
Like, does he have a car?
Did you get very far?
I got very far.
Ooh, tell me.
There's more to this article, is what I mean.
Oh, okay, good. Keep going.
Okay. Now users can see the street view of Loch Ness. And when they grab the usually yellow peg man from the toolbar and drop him to the Loch Ness area, he's replaced by a Nessie sea creature icon.
Ooh, I like it. Can I mention that Pegman is kind of like the slightly less annoying Clippy?
The paperclip animation?
Yeah. Sort of a modern day... It isn't, but I like them both equally little.
Well, the Pegman doesn't really even do anything.
I know. He looks at me wrong, and it really upsets me.
He doesn't even have eyeballs.
It really upsets me. Okay?
I punch my monitor. I've gone through so many monitors.
And that's not the end. That's not the end of characters that will bother me.
I think the paperclip definitely is one of those annoying...
Was awful. But Pegman? Pegman, one. Let's just talk about this. One. Ooh, okay. Stupid name. Okay?
Is that really what his name is, or is that just a
name
given?
That's how I've always heard people refer to him.
Damn Pegman.
So I think if it's not a generally accepted, it is a community-created thing, and I hate it. Pegman is dumb and uncreative.
I think when I hear the term Pegman, I think of, like those pegs you use in, like, the Life game. They go into the cars.
I hate those too.
Yeah, those look at me.
I have a general hatred for a lot of
inanimate.
Yeah, inanimate objects that
slightly
are...
slightly human-like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They really...
What about all those scarecrows in the Scarecrow Village?
That's good. I like that.
You like them?
Yeah, that makes me feel good inside.
Yeah. Warm and tingly.
Mm-hmm.
In the...
I'm sorry, that was a really long... why don't you keep going? That was a terrible... just... yeah.
You just wanted to get out your hatred.
I had to get it off my chest. I've never said that before, and I need everyone to know.
That extended explanation also offered me no insight as to why you still hate it. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You know?
let's see. The launch date coincides with the famous photograph of the Loch Ness Monster, the surgeon's photograph, as they call it, which was published in the Daily Mail on April 21st, 1934.
Wow.
One photo has already surfaced from the Google Street View that shows some unexplainable object in the middle of the lake, and it has people reintroduced to the myth of Nessie.
I haven't checked this out yet.
You haven't?
I am aware of its existence, but I have not checked it out. Have you?
I assume. I did. I dabbled a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw the picture as well. Actually, right now... as of at least today, if you go on to Google, you'll see a little animation of, I think it's like three little tiny alien dudes, and they're inside a mechanical Nessie that's like, you know, so like there, you see like a cutout view, so you can see the inside of the body, and they're like operating it. That's got gears and stuff, and then the top has the head coming out of the water. But if you click that, it'll bring up all the articles about this, and also, you know, through that you can look at the, you can actually, you know, dabble with the Street View stuff and do some of that fun stuff.
That's kind
of
neat.
You remember, what was it, a little while ago they did the Pokemon one.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
That was really cool.
Yep. I like these little things that Google's doing. I think it would be really, really neat if they kept this going and they did various other locations of these other
like
cryptid
Bigfoot
locations. Yeah, you know, the original, you know, that very, very, you know, influential-ish video of Bigfoot. The swinging arms one,
yes,
that's most famous. Uh-huh. You know, be great to have a little thing like that for that. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
I think if people are watching these particular areas, what's to say that people aren't gonna be like going out of their way to create these hoaxes, like
absolutely
messing with these cryptid hunters. Yeah. You know,
absolutely.
But the picture's kind of cool. It shows a few bumps. The new one, the one from the Street View, shows a few bumps in the middle of the lake that look like, you know, ridges of its back, possibly. Yeah. Or maybe it's just a couple of rocks. Who knows? But, you just have to be cynical in this day and age of everything you see. Mm-hmm. Because Photoshop.
This is an age of the internet. Truly a wonderful time and horrible time to be alive.
We have far too much information and somehow not enough. Or we don't know if it's even real. So
I don't know if anything's real.
It's not. We're in the Matrix.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That was a... yeah. Google spokesman commented on the photo saying, "We were surprised by the sighting, too. Is it a log? A bird? Or the
Superman
monster?"
Oh,
yes, it is. It's actually that.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Superman?
Yeah.
Superman. Is that not what we were doing?
Going for a swim.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the tagline, right?
Yeah.
In the sky. Is it a log?
A log?
A bird?
A bird!
No! It's a super log. Malcolm Rovehead. I think it's Roughhead, but it's one H.
Hmm.
Rovehead. I don't know. Who is the chief? He's Scottish, so it's like...
Ruffed.
Ruffed, yeah. That sounds good. Who's the chief executive of Visit Scotland said, "The Street View project is hugely exciting, and we are delighted the team at Google have been as inspired about our monster as the hundreds and thousands of visitors who travel to Loch Ness every year hoping to catch a glimpse."
Now you can save yourself some time and look at a picture on Google.
Yeah, save yourself the money of traveling to Scotland, even though they really want you to actually come there.
But seriously, guys, come to Scotland.
Go to Scotland.
That's what they're doing.
A study carried out 20 years ago estimated the Nessie phenomenon had an impact of 40 million euros to the Scottish economy. Following the same trends, that would have risen to 60 million at this point.
Ooh.
That's a lot of money.
That's good.
So if that teaches you anything, it's create a cryptid in your own backyard.
Put a bump on a lake. Make $60 million.
There you go. Euros.
Euros.
So, I don't know what the trends.
1-to-1. You don't remember that from earlier show? It's 1.11.
It could have changed from then to
from now. Then, from last
that
week.
That was like a month ago.
Yeah, that's right. It was about a month ago. But still, that's really cool.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this now, just go on to Google and you'll see it.
Tough luck,
Charlie. Huh?
Tough luck, Charlie. You missed it.
Well, if you're not, you'll have to actually Google search the thing instead of just going to Google and clicking the image of Google. Mm,
I prefer Ask Jeeves. I'd rather Ask Jeeves I can find Loch Ness.
Jeeves actually has their own cryptid street view. It's of the Jersey Devil. In the New Jersey area.
Oh, yeah. Are you serious?
No.
Okay. It sounded semi-plausible.
Did it?
Yes.
Is Axe?
Is Axe G?
I went a little urban there. is he? He's around still, or he's on the internet?
We should ask him. We should ask.
Let's go on to Ask Jeeves and ask if Axe Jeeves is around.
Jeeves, are you still around? You know, when that came out, I just recently had this conversation. When that came out, it was not...
I think I know where you're going with
it. It was not the first search engine.
No. Yahoo was around.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the search engine was new, but not unknown.
Yeah.
Why did every relative I have, why were they all convinced you had to type a question in?
I'll embarrassingly admit I did the same thing at first.
You typed in questions?
Because it says Ask Jeeves. So you're like, do I have to make this into a question? And then when you do it, it's like, Jeeves doesn't know what the hell you're talking about. I wasn't able to find anything about why is it that my middle toe is bigger than my big toe? Why can't you? I found something on Big Toe.
BigToe.com.
It's my favorite. I have that bookmarked.
I will be honest, though. I was always pretty fond of Ask Jeeves.
Were you?
Just, a butler serving up answers on a silver plate.
Yeah.
Silver platter. But whatever. We've gone on a lot of side tangents today. Why don't I do the final story for the day?
Yeah, finish us off.
People who know me and people who don't, those who don't won't know, those who do will. I'm a pretty big fan of Thor.
Yes.
So, bim, bam, boom. I'm going to do a story about Thor. Sort of.
Surprise.
Authorities in Florida, great start.
Okay.
Said a man on a synthetic drug, Waka.
Waka!
Ran nude, claimed to be the Norse god Thor.
Oh, no.
Attempted a sex act on a tree and fought with police.
Oh. I never knew the Norse god was a dendrophiliac.
Oh, he. Well, we're not going to go there. police say Kenneth Crowder, 41, was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Very pertinent information. I kept that in because it's just so important that we know what he was wearing.
I'm very happy to know that.
When he was confronted in the area by a Melbourne officer and the suspect allegedly acted... I got ahead of myself. So they confronted the guy, and he acted aggressive towards the officer and identified himself as, quote, God.
As God.
Yeah, I'm God. He clarified later, of course.
Oh.
Crowder was shocked twice. He was shocked twice with the officer's taser, but he pulled the probes out of his body, of course, being the God of thunder and of lightning.
How's that going to affect him,
And attempted to fight with the police officer. Police say Crowder shouted that he was the Norse god Thor and then attempted to stab the officer with his own badge.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy's tenacious.
Yeah.
You know?
Where's Mjolnir, though?
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering. I think, have you, maybe he's the new arc of Thor.
Oh.
Thor doesn't have his hammer.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's
spoiler
true.
Spoiler alert?
No, it's not spoiler. It's issue one.
Oh.
The whole premise of the thing. Don't worry, folks. It's great. So he was arrested on charges of battery,
on a law enforcement officer, of course, resisting with violence and assault with a deadly weapon on a law enforcement officer.
The badge? It was a deadly weapon?
Yeah, it was pointy, and he was stabbing him with it.
Whoa.
And I think this guy's real tough, and honestly, regardless if he is Waka Flocka crazy, okay, he's crazy, man.
It's a new level.
But that's really hardcore. If you're going to go with calling yourself the Norse god Thor and then be unaffected by two shots from a taser, that's hardcore commitment.
Maybe he's onto something.
Maybe he is actually Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? At the beginning of the Thor movie, they thought he was crazy too.
Oh my god.
Because of his crazy talk and stuff. This is. I'm pretty sure this guy actually might have been Thor.
Now we're going to have to deal with giant robots. We're going to have to pull this guy out of jail. And he's
Frost giants? Oh god.
Yeah. I never saw the movies, but.
I mean,
you'll guide us through.
Yeah, I mean, the comics came first.
I assume.
So,
it's usually what happens.
I mean, you didn't read any of the comics?
I didn't.
You haven't seen any of the movies?
What? Nothing. No.
You've not even seen the first one?
I got like 10 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
those movies are incredible. Incredible.
Well, I'm sorry. I started watching it, but then I took some Flocka.
Waka. Flocka. What?
Bow, 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 bow.
Okay, folks. That is what's going to end the show for this week. We appreciate each and every one of you tuning in again for what we hope was a thoroughly enjoyable experience. I hope. Please don't hate us. Thank you, folks. And I guess that's all for this week.
And remember, in the 1600s, Spanish sailors would cover themselves in dog poop to ward off sea monsters.
Thanks for joining us.